959. Kicking work in the butt.
More love, more blessings.
And blowing up your rhythm and beat. Lynn, Kumoto, and Skumba. Live on the radio. Kaya. On the street. On the air.
From Dry. Verenigen. Johannesburg.
Magaliesburg.
Refill, we. I didn't even know there was an area called Refill.
Got the hole. There's a place called Refill. Yes,
Kembisa. Yeah, yeah. So where to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excluding Boho.
To choose.
Let her crack an apple. Let her wish an apple.
Yes.
What's a compliment in Spady?
So it's not actually the equivalent word of compliment, but when you compliment someone, you say iswang.
Oh, it's a swang.
Okay.
Iswang.
What is complimenting a spade?
I don't know. I don't have the phrase or the word, but mutuhamu complimenta, osanyakuru, congratulations or whatever.
What
is
it?
Iswang. Iswang. Like leswile, like it's hot, it's happening. Putuka malakabe iswang.
So we go, chips, I will not. Hey, chips, iswang.
Iswang.
Hey.
That's Chinese, man.
You won two in a row, iswang.
Hey, my cousin, iswang.
Kanichwa.
This is a
iswang.
Our attention or compliment king Kasipedi. Iswang as
yona. Iswang is how you react. It's like saying nice one.
Emotional topic for the school, man. I want to get together.
Listen, we have a nice topic. And you know, they always say nothing lasts forever.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, things do come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for a good reason, sometimes for bad reasons. Sometimes because a company has crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
The cookie has what?
Crumbled.
Yeah, I guess if I can touch out, especially if it's a cookie. Because you've been nagging us saying you want a cake. So, Drive Moment today, we're talking about discontinued products that were hard to save. So, the other day, there was a story about Cremora, né? Remember,
yeah,
we spoke about it. And when I first saw the story, I was like, hey, they are discontinuing. It's not inside, it's on top.
Yeah.
Imagine.
There's going to be a strike in the country, only to find that, no, Nestle is selling it to another company. So I know that at Woolies, some years ago, they used to sell these scones, right? That have raisins. I used to love them. Like, I would come back from a gig and buy them, sit at 2 a.m., have either coffee or tea with these scones. And then 3 months later, they I've never written to anyone, guys. I've never written to anyone,
yeah.
But I found myself on X writing and shouting at Woolies. I think I shouted at Woolies for a good 2 months.
What?
But they never listened to me.
The scones are gone.
Ah, they are gone. It's not my reason, Skumba. Munandi all apo. But they now have these ones that have butter, the buttered scones.
Mm.
They're not my favorite. And I don't.
That's why yeah. I add jam on them.
Mm. I don't like them. So yeah. That's my story.
Yeah. Remember we're talking about stories that we've covered. Even last week, I was shattered finding out that Tupperware is going. And then somebody also sent a voice and say, no, don't worry, there's a company that has bought it. I think definitely Tupperware will be top tier for me.
Mm.
When it comes to foods, y'all, remember my son, is that the hula hoops?
Yes, yes.
Those things are nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
What comes close to them, maybe get a pecan bites. But even that, it doesn't hit the spot. But no more hula hoops.
Also coming from the township, there's a particular gum that when you had it, people respected you. Baby, it's a mask.
Really?
M-U-S-K.
Yeah.
Baby, it's a mask.
Baby pink.
Baby
really?
Pink.
In 1920.
Yes.
Oh my God. Macheros.
Yes.
Where am I? Macheros happy.
I think I'm corner. You know, ngapa. You probably find them. Gamai mai.
Macheros gamai mai.
You know what? I feel bad. Guti, like they don't do more of those products. It's a car.
A car. Oh yes.
Like, you know when they... Like, right now, you can never find a brand new BMW 325 IS.
Or a Valiant.
Or a Valiant. Mm-hmm. Or a Crested Stroke 6. A brand new 000.
Mm.
Classic cars.
Mm.
Like, when you find a classic car, yeah, you visit it, man. Yeah, in a story.
And they are too rusty.
I lalela, Khomotso. Khomotso, I can tell you that classic that stroke 6, it 325 IS right now.
Yeah.
So I used to be the one who used to buy alcohol for my father. Mm-hmm. And he used to love this. I know. I think it was a whiskey called Guards of London.
Yeah. Guards
of London.
That's too nice.
Do you know?
Mr. Selvin. Yes, Guards of London.
So that's what my father used to drink. Though I don't drink, sometimes when I'm in a bottle store,
I look around,
I'm like, don't you have Guards? But what? Guards of London. It literally has got those guards marching. It looks like water, basically.
Oh, guards like guards, security guards. No, I thought you mean like Guards of London.
Mills.
Yes, Mills.
Mills cigarette.
Lexington, is it still there?
But say, you come in.
No, the other day they said no.
Because my father used to smoke it.
The other day
that's
said,
the
no.
one.
Yeah.
After action satisfaction, alive with flavor.
Come on.
What?
Just
happened.
Say chop it.
Well, say chop it, man.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Take me home. On Drive 959.
Hi, Drive 959. My name is Ingrid from Renberg. Please take me home today with Lorraine, Something About Woo! You. I'm dedicating this song to my partner because there's just always something about this man. This man never ceases to amaze me. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Hey, le mama rato, ma. Hearing. Fagi mali.
Hi, Drive 959 team. My name is Tim from Bedford. Please take me home with DJ Spool for a reason. Haven't had this song in a while.
Yo.
It'll make my day. Thank you.
What a dope song.
You have reached your destination. On Drive 959.
I can tell you now, we're going to see the biggest change when it comes to it taking me home today. Right now, Lorraine, Something About You is sitting on 71%.
Okay.
DJ Spoo for a reason, 29.
So if Spoo angat liwane,
there's no way.
If Spoo angat liwane, you should tell me I'm phony.
So you you are saying we're going to see a biggest change
today
because you are hoping for a different result.
For a reason, we need if for a we have not played it forever before.
Fagimali.
And DJ Spoo, I'll tell you how to tell the track. So you go on X at Kaya on 959.
Chips it Alan in the Sundowns.
But Roxas.
Are they playing tomorrow?
It's not going to be a draw, because it's not going to be a draw.
Are they playing tomorrow?
Yeah,
it's going to be a great game.
I believe you.
Great game. Chiefs, Sundowns, Manchester United, Tottenham, Skomba. Oshawama Alsan.
I think, can I take a break and go on Manchester United? Is it allowed?
No,
take
you
a smaller yana break. Maybe when Erik ten Hag is gone.
So
then I'm not going back.
Erik ten Hag has this amazing strategy, ne? So Man U fans are always frustrated. So when they complain, they're like, they're always likely to play against two SWAC teams, ne? And they'll beat those two teams, ne? And then the third game, they come up against another team, a tough team, and then they lose, right? And the next game, people will say, see, should he lose this one? He's definitely going, and he'll win the next game. Guys, he's been doing it for 2 years. he's been doing it for 10 years. I can tell you.
No, man.
This weekend he'll probably get a draw. And he'll be around. Ne? They'll complain. And on Wednesday, should they play, he's going to win. And it impacts on the show because we don't want an unhappy Skumba.
Yeah.
No, but at the same time, like last season, you know what happened? Mm-hmm. He won the FA Cup.
Yeah. Right at the end.
Like, this is the last game. All Manchester City needs to do is to beat Man United. Eric is gone. Mm. He wins. I'm like, why? And then the brags, I've been here for 2 seasons and I've won 2-3 cups. And yeah, you guys have not been winning anything for about 7 years.
Yeah.
But it means he's doing well. You guys are just hard to please.
It's like Chiefs. you need to win everything.
Because it's been dry for too long.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Sure.
Kaya Sport.
It is time for the trivia for the Friday.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And usually I would throw everything but the kitchen sink at you, but not today. You know, I'm going to take it nice and easy on you. Whatever. And talk about basketball. You know, at least it's a sport that you know of. It's not like power slapping like we had last week.
Continue.
Should I ask?
Go ahead.
Wonderful. Okay. The question is, which NBA team has won the most appearances in the final? They may not have won the finals themselves,
but they have been in the finals
more than any other team in NBA history. Which is this team? Is it Los Angeles Lakers? Is it Boston Celtics? Is it Chicago Bulls? Or is it the Houston Rockets?
Why you make us ninganje?
It's always four. Always four.
So
Boston Celtics.
Celtics for Skumbero.
So LA Lakers, Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm. The Chicago Bulls of Michael.
Chicago Bulls.
And the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I'll go with the Boston Celtics.
Celtics as well for you. Okay.
Yeah.
What was the second one after Lakers?
After Lakers, it was Boston Celtics. Mm. And then there is Chicago Bulls. And then there's Houston Rockets.
Made it to the final.
Yeah, but they didn't win.
Red or won, but they are in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always there, but they are not winning.
I do think it's between Chicago Bulls and the Lakers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of the conversions at the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will take a wild guess.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Like we always
and
always
say, if not Chicago,
yeah.
Yes, you've just said that, but we'd like one answer, please, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, 0636880959.
And we're talking LeBron James.
Yeah, I know.
Mutual.
No.
How? Okay.
Okay, let's just take a wild guess, ne?
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
Once and for all, die
absolutely.
Once, ne?
Yebo.
Yeah? And just say.
Yes.
Lakers.
Thank you.
Khumutso is back.
Wow.
Finally. Yes.
Are you done, Makuma?
She's done.
Ideal. Okay, outing Faiki Mali is Kwame Nsetuge. Janet Jackson, 1642. It's a Friday afternoon. Hope you're good wherever you are. Delighted to have you on the show. It's Drive 959. We're here until 6 o'clock. Sasa the Bohemian is in the mix today. You're going to have to hear something very special, something that's going to touch your earlobes.
Ushai number.
Sasa Musa the Bohemian. So today, on Drive Moment, we're chatting about discontinued products that were hard to say goodbye to. Very hard for me to say goodbye to the scones. Is number raisins.
Guys, there was gum called Babalu. That was also gum of high rankings.
Yeah.
That was an amazing gum. That would be
Babalu.
Something nice to bring back. Babalu.
Hey,
Clenzito, Nuskumba no homots. Yeah, wanna lama sweet lava tama tofolax.
Yeah.
I still want those sweets back. Hey, they used to call me tofolax the way I love those sweets. I want those sweets back. Yeah, tama tofolax. In your phone.
I don't know if you guys recall, you can buy me a yacht or a similar commotion, cause Pumalev is a girl's best friend. Does Pumalev still exist? I don't think I've seen that soap brand in ages.
Yo, you guys are making me feel so old. Yo, the buttermilk, the what. Yes, those sweets that used to come in those, those used to be divine.
To date, I still don't know ukuthi bayiseva iCrest bafethu. I used to love iCrest.
Why is Leo Velk?
And Crest is no more. It's one of those products. And slowly, more bigger. I haven't seen a single bottle of Iron Brew these days. I don't know. Maybe it's where I am, but I got the Iron Brew.
Crest.
Oh my God, Crest.
Here's the Crest. I do. Lemon cream. Sunday. Sunday.
Well, it was in a green bottle,
yeah.
Yeah.
He 1 liter corner can be in a shape and nice.
Oh wow.
Did he talk for
Iron Brew, by the way, you can still find.
Where?
But it's very scarce. But you can still find
there there's another brand, I say USA. I bought it the other day and it's Ngati Iron Brew, but it's the worst.
Oh, Dr. Pepper.
Woo!
Whoa. Dr. Pepper is horrific and people love it. And all Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, Prince KB, ne? Limusaki. Yeah.
Msaki, not Musaki. Asimo
page. Musaki. Asimo page.
Yeah, Musaki.
Kimozwana.
Kimsaki.
Musaki. Musaki.
Mm.
Is she Xhosa or something? Musaki. I think she's Xhosa because...
She's Xhosa.
So some years ago, when Sade came out, Lawrence Dube at Radio Bob was asking a question because he played her song.
Okay.
And he was giving away money. And then a particular person, I guess I follow Sade, I do.
Achoo.
I ask him, bye-bye.
Yeah, he wants to know, ask him again.
I said, guess I follow Sade, I do. I ask him, bye-bye. King, king.
What drop?
Hey, why drop your phone? Ask him, bye.
Kaya 360 Challenge. On Drive 959.
Please give Glenn. Glenn, who do we have there?
Okay, we've got two South Africans.
Yes, sir.
We've got Ronnie. We've got Shoni.
Ronnie and Shoni. Where are they from?
Well, just
Ronnie, where are you from?
South Africa.
I'm from Midrand.
Midrand. Shoni, where are you from?
I'm from Naturena, Mama.
Shoni and Ronnie, Naturena versus Midrand. Here are the rules for 360. Skumba is going to be asking you a series of questions. If you think you know the answer, you shout out your name. We give you the opportunity to answer. And then if you do answer two or more questions correctly, we will induct you into the Ultimate Listener Club. Don't forget, do not disturb Skumba mid-question.
All right, question one, multiple choice. Which SA journalism veteran joined Pimela Mutine last night on Point of View? Was it Tim Mudise or Peter Ndoro?
Tony. Yeah, it was Tim Mudise.
All right, let's hear.
Let me introduce to you the guest that I have today, Tim Mudise.
Yes!
Tony! Yes! To a good start.
All right, question number two. We spoke about him on the first hour. We say he can be like Jamie Foxx. He is a piano vocalist. Who is it? We said he's talented.
Sony. Njeli.
Njeli!
Shakaza! Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie is natural.
Yeah, no, Ronnie is Midrand.
Midrand. Oh, the closest township is Tembisa. Ogaro Lorobala Tembisa Fanda.
Sonny.
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor, Chamne.
Sure.
Just for good spots. Don't answer the next question.
I'm going to try to
Ronnie.
Shapa Mutoto Nilim.
True or false?
You are a pirate.
Yes. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ants don't have lungs.
Sorry, come again.
Ants don't have lungs. Ants.
Ronnie. Ah, false.
Why?
Oh,
why is it false? Why? The answer is true. They don't have lungs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell them what they do.
I won't be trending in a little.
What are you saving about?
Whoa. And Homuto came with this question.
Because instead they breathe through their spiracles. They sometimes have 9 or 10 tiny little openings depending on what species they are.
Temples
everywhere.
Congratulations, Tony. Wanatatana.
Yes,
yes. Hakena.